Hello, I'm Linda Fortune. This is Planet Earth, the United Kingdom, Minehead, West Somerset. The year is 1993. It has been estimated that 76% of the UK's paranormal activity takes place here in the West Country. I'm part of a team of preternatural investigators that fancifully call themselves the Paranormalists. I'm the only girl of the group. The guys, Hitchard Screening and Murray Black, started all this. They've also recruited my younger brother, Pete. We seek the truth in all its forms. Our current case is the UFO abduction of Clive Tagish, also known as Minehead Elvis.
Afternoon, Mr. Tagish.
Hey, what the hell are those?
Oh, these are the two stone limes you ordered for your gatepost, like.
Why would I order granite citrus fruit?
I ordered lions. They're the stone lions. Give me that. Come back with lions or kiss the Graceland renovation contract goodbye, asshole.
Clive Tagish?
Ah, Mr. Screening, I presume.
Mr. Tagish, meet the Paranormalists. Murray Black, Linda Fortune, and Pete Fortune.
Zenon
Fortune.
Hello. Hello.
Come on inside, y'all. Mind the shattered fruit, goddamn fiddlers.
Limestone cowboys.
Love me tender.
Mama?
Love me
tender. Mama? Mum! Don't disturb us, right? We're having an important meeting in here.
All right, love. I'm just ironing your jumpsuit.
So, I take it you've done your research. You are aware of my circumstances.
Indeed. In May of this year, you were fishing alone 1.7 kilometres out to sea. After landing a large haul of mackerel, a blinding light flashed above your head. Linda.
The next thing you knew, you were in a bright room and a presence, which you took to be that of Elvis Presley, was standing before you. He compelled you to carry on his musical legacy in the Minehead area, and to help you do this, he passed on his conscious awareness, which you now possess. Pete.
You were found days later in a state of confusion in the car park of Butland's holiday camp beside a Portaloo. Since then, imbued with his powers, you've toured the pubs and clubs of West Somerset. Linda.
Your boat, the Saucy Sal, has never been found. Hitch.
A remarkable case.
Tea and biscuits for your friends, Clive. It's good to have company, isn't it? Are you sure you want that bacon sandwich deep fried and covered in peanut butter? Wouldn't you rather have one of my scones?
Thanks, Mum.
I have a question. It says in the police report that you were drifting for some days. Could you be more specific?
Yes, sir, I can. 3 days. It happened the day after my mama's birthday, on May the 1st.
May the 1st? But Hitch, isn't that the same date that your father...
Disappeared. Exactly. Good, Murray. You made the connection. Our extensive studies show that an alien abduction has been recorded on that day in the West Country since... well, since records began.
May the 1st, 1848. An unnamed tinker in Exeter is arrested for disorderly conduct, raving about strange grey men from a boat that sailed in the sky. He has a sunburnt face and an odd-smelling, sticky substance on his clothing that policemen cannot identify. Pete.
On the same date in 1920, a World War I veteran, Sir Chris Gascoigne, holidaying in Dawlish, claims to have been whisked into another dimension. And subjected to what, in our community, is widely believed to be the first anal probe. He is found in a state of undress on the roof of a beach hut 1 week later. Murray.
Hitch.
And then there's my father, who disappeared in 1983 whilst flying over the Bristol Channel in his RAF Lightning, a routine mission to investigate an unidentified flying object.
Are you going to be able to do the lottery for me later, Clive?
5, 10, 15, 36... 37.48.
What was that, Pete?
Nothing.
To the business in hand. Now, I'm taking the Elvis Presley estate to court, and I need your help. In a number of recent magazine articles, they've slagged me off, referred to me as another crackpot, and called my story a load of baloney. That is slander.
Libel.
And they've been spreading rumors that I'm making it up for financial gain. It is, as you say, libel.
Slander.
What?
If they say it, it's slander. If they write it down, it's libel.
It's horse shit!
right? My story's true.
Hey, don't get all shook up.
That must be upsetting for you, Clive.
Yeah.
And what part would we play in all of this, Mr. Tagish?
To help me prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, in a court of law, that there really was a UFO encounter on that night.
It could give our organisation the credibility it's been seeking. Plenty of media coverage. We could change the way people think forever.
If they take away my act, I lose my only source of income. And my mum would lose the bungalow. The court fees are huge. She's already dipped into a retirement nest egg for these essential renovations, right? We'd be out on our ear.
You could always stay in the Heartbreak Hotel.
No, most likely we'd stay at the Travel Lodge.
Murray, stop it.
But Clive, how could you put your own mother at risk?
Look, I've never told anybody this. Elvis said to me, and he was deadly serious, he said that I must fulfill a prophecy to play Vegas. And if I did not, then...
Yes?
Well, then really bad things would happen.
What sort of bad things?
Bad things, the usual biblical plagues, you know, locusts and that, followed by 36 hours later, a comet crashing into the sun and, like, the end of the world. That sort of thing.
That's a substantial threat. We'll help you, Clive, of course. Just one final thing. What time did the abduction take place?
My watch stopped at exactly 20 past 11.
Oh.
It was 12 minutes fast.
My God.
Why?
The only item recovered from the cockpit of my father's plane was his watch. I've worn it ever since. Here, look.
8 minutes past 11.
When do you go to trial?
In a week.
Then there's no time to waste.
It's now or never.
Would anybody like a scone?
Yes, please. We're going to need all the sustenance we can get. Pete, you check out the abduction area. Take the dinghy. Murray, cycle down to Butlin's. Find out what you can about the site of the materialisation. I think Smelly Dave from our CDT class is the head of security there now.
We're on it.
Wish being with me now. Okay, Pete, don't panic. It's just the Bristol Channel. There are no giant squids in these waters. At least I don't think there are. I must remember to ask Linda. Hello there, Mr. Seagull. Hey, leave that alone. That's my Geiger counter, not your fish supper. High readings. Very high readings. Certainly explains a thing or two about this place.
Two hundred and six.
A civilian to see you, Colonel.
Oh, Stallone, feel the burn.
Dismiss, soldier. Hello, Dave. Colonel. Get my message?
Ah, yeah. The surveillance. No probs, mate. No problembo. Step into my office.
How's it all going, then?
Good. Your dad still own half of mine, Ed, does he?
Well, not exactly half.
What's he got you doing now?
Trampolines.
Better than that squirrel gig.
Yeah. Look, isn't there some sort of confidentiality law when it comes to CCTV?
Laws are like hymens. They are there to be broken. Right then, me old mate. Where to?
May the 4th. Sometime in the evening. There's a camera that points across the car park to the Portaloo.
Know it well. Camera 12. Uno momento. You're in luck. These tapes have a shelf life of about 6 months. This little bastard was targeted for termination.
What, you blow the tapes up when you're finished with them?
Of course not. Wipe over them. Either with new CCTV or with porn. Clammy Jeff and Caitlin runs a swap shop down behind the cafe. You should check it out. Mm. Here we go. It's just starting to come out.
What?
The fanny. Thursday night's fanny night at Butlin's.
Fanny night?
La Nuit de Fanny. Ladies' night. Look, I'm popping out for a protein shake. Leave you with it for a couple of hours. Just spin through the tape till you find out what you're looking for.
Thanks.
Okay, Clive, Hitch and I have got you hooked up to a neuron detector that's monitoring your brain waves. It's like a kind of souped-up polygraph lie detector. Basically, when you lie, a different chemical pumps through a specific part of your brain, and there is subtle but detectable change of activity. This machine picks up on that and reacts when it occurs, like this.
True.
Or this.
Lie.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Lie.
Well, I'd say that's working.
Oh, the truth, see? Oh, there's a curious beast. I said there'd be a death. There they all are, bright as rain. As I said that night to that nice Mr. Dickens, after he bet I'd never drink a bottle of rum and climb up Tower Bridge. You'll never sell a book about a boy named Oliver Jones. What you need, my lad, is a twist. Well, that's another thing we might see about next time.
The Paranormalist was a Crock and Apple production. www.paranormalist.co.uk